Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
Democrats to support them.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The polls have closed in Sunday's crucial parliamentary elections in Turkey, with voters deciding whether to elect lawmakers favoring a rewrite of Ankara's constitution to give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan more power. The initial results are not expected for several hours, but pre-election surveys forecast the most closely contested balloting in more than a decade. Mr. Erdogan was not on the ballot, but the voting was effectively a referendum on whether to give the ruling AK party a supermajority in the 550-seat parliament. The leaders of the world's seven leading industrialized nations met Sunday in the Bavarian Alps, with continued fighting in Ukraine and the Greek debt crisis weighing heavily on the annual summit. For the second year, the leaders met without Russian President Vladimir Putin, turning the G8 into the G7, excluding Russia after its annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. European Council President Donald Tusk said the European Union and the G7 leaders remain firm in their support of Ukraine and in its fight against pro-Russian separatists in the eastern Ukraine.
Our group is not only the political or economic group of interest, but first of all, this is a community of values. And that is why Russia is not among us here today.
Saudi Arabia's top court upheld a 10-year prison sentence and 1,000 lashes for a blogger convicted of insulting Islam, according to his wife Sunday, despite appeals from human rights organizations and the United Nations. Raif Badawi received the first 50 lashes early this year. You're listening to VOA News.